And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's May the 8th, 2009. The novelist Thomas Pynchon, born on this day, Glen Cove, Long Island, 1937, went to Cornell, studied engineering and physics, did very well, got straight A's in all of his engineering and physics classes, but then he took a class from Vladimir Nabokov and decided to switch over and become an English major. Moved to Mexico, published his first novel when he was just 26, the novel entitled The, which was a big success, and so a few years later was The Crying of Lot 49 and Gravity's Rainbow. It's the birthday of the popular Irish novelist Roddy Doyle, born in Dublin, 1958, raised in a working-class suburb of Dublin, wanted to be a writer but needed a steady job, so he taught high school for 14 years, wrote in the evenings. He started to think about writing about some of his students. Imagine what they'd be doing in a few years. Imagine that a group of them might form a band. They might choose to play American soul music. And from those ideas, he wrote The Commitments, came out in 1987. He had to publish it himself, 1,000 copies. A London publisher got hold of one, republished it, and it became a big bestseller. Wrote a couple more, The Snapper, The Van, set in the same fictional suburb, and then a book from the point of view of a 10-year-old boy, Paddy Clark Ha Ha Ha, won the Booker Prize when it came out in 1993, sold very well, and Roddy Doyle was able to quit his job and write full-time. It's the birthday of Naomi Klein, born Montreal, 1970. Her parents, both leftist, and as a rebellion against them, the young Naomi Klein hung out at the mall and shopped for brand-name clothes. Got interested in politics and journalism when she went off to college. And she became interested in a new generation of political radicals, very different from her parents. New radical activists who were anti-corporate, who demonstrated against globalization and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization and huge corporations. And she became interested in those big corporations, their popularity, the power of brand names. And she wrote a book about it, came out in 1999, called No Logo, which became an international bestseller. And it's Gary Snyder's birthday today. He turned 79, born San Francisco in 1930. As a teenager, he was fascinated by East Asian religions and poetry, and by the outdoors, working in logging camps as a fire lookout in the summer. 1955, he took part in the famous reading in San Francisco, at which Allen Ginsberg read Howell for the first time. He and Snyder became lifelong friends. Jack Kerouac based a character in The Dharma Bums on Gary Snyder. Spent 12 years studying Zen Buddhism in Japan, and he's the author of many books of poetry and prose. A professor at the University of California, Davis. Gary Snyder, who said, "Find your place on the planet, dig in, and take responsibility from there." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Gary Snyder on his birthday, entitled, "What Have I Learned?" What have I learned but the proper use for several tools, the moments between hard, pleasant tasks, to sit silent, drink wine, and think my own kind of dry, crusty thoughts. The first calicortus flowers, and in all the land it's spring. I point them out, the yellow petals, the golden hairs, to Jen, seeing in silence, never the same twice, but when you get it right, you pass it on. What Have I Learned? By Gary Snyder, from Axe Handles, published by Shoemaker Horde, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.